שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים.
Hello, we are continuing on the topic of attack on connection. You can send questions to itcab.tv. Selected questions relevant to the topic of the lesson will be asked here, and we'll continue in item number 30.
Yes, here our topic and the subject of the lesson is the attack on the connection. Why do we need to attack that connection? In order to restrain it, in order to dissolve it, to ruin it, to conquer it, to make of it something else? Why do we need to attack the connection? Please.
Excerpt number 30 from Rabash, article, What is a Cup of Blessing Should Be Full in the Work?
Now I would ask about the question itself. Why do we have this need to attack the connection? Meaning not to conquer it and control it, nor to destroy it entirely. We don't need it as a captive. We don't need it dead as a result of the war. Rather, we need to attack. Yes? And what do we want from that? Please.
להתקיף הכוונה לעורר.
To attack means to...
Rav. It's as if we have connection in some form. And we're not pleased, not content to have it remain as it is, but rather we want to elevate it to a different degree, to make some profit off of it. So we attack it. And how do we attack? In order to elevate that connection to a higher degree, or the interruptions for that connection to remove, raise them. Please, what do we want to gain from the attack at the connection? Quickly.
Why attack the connection?
Rav. What are the answers? What are the answers regarding the attack against the connection? Are you ready? You have to be first. An exemplary 10.
What the friends said very nicely is, first of all, the first degree of connection brings with it new viewed, new thickness, new overcoming. And on top of them, with our common effort, only then can we connect.
From where do they take this attack? Their state ends the way it ends. From where do they take this attack on the connection? They recognize that their connection wasn't sufficient. Or if to go deeper, it was faulty. Or if to go deeper still, it was horrible and a complete failure. So, how do they now advance and overcome what happened yesterday? And when they do that, how do they receive this indication, this sign, the yesterday's state, happily? And it's the Creator, there's none else besides Him, prepared this for them as the very best state from which to make the jump. Everyone come, let's say, not properly equipped. According to what I see when I look at you, your faces, then no one was really attacking the connection last evening, but rather attacking some drinks. Right, Niv?
Yes.
Chanoch was running away from everyone and jumping at him. And the neighbor, I don't want to say, you poor guy, the actor, after Hamlet, you come today to connect, meaning each one arrives in a state which is not the desired state. So how do we direct ourselves to, as if what was wasn't, or with everything that happened before, we take all of our enemies, all of the problems, and from that, from the desires which aren't exactly properly aimed, and that work from yesterday where we didn't completely fulfill our purpose, our inclinations, how do we organize the attack today such that connection is the goal, the objective, and the attack is the means? And the ones who do it are us. What's going on? What does each one have in his basket? Let's say a basket which becomes, let's say, a backpack. And then each one has some offensive weapons, some defensive instruments, and some book which collects us together and gathers us together and directs us. How do we organize the attack on the connection? Talk about that in the tense. How to take everything that we have from yesterday, everything, to sort it all out, and to begin to work with the useful, beneficial, important things which we need for right now, and the rest for later on, and the rest for later on still. And so we gather between us everyone's inclinations, tendencies, and also the equipment which we require. So, in total, everything that we can for those attacks, and that's how we organize gradually. So, how do we then, when we see what we actually have, and with the goal which we see before us, from that we need to establish an address to the Creator. What we have is good, but ultimately the operating force is the Creator. When do we come to a state of the children of Israel aside from their labors? Please.
failures, successes make no difference.
Love. Is it clear to us what kind of attack we're going to implement? Which 10 understands the kind, the type of the attack which it's going to implement?
Ken.
Yes.
בהמשך למה שאמרת שכל אחד
to continue on what you said that each one you know one was at a play another one was at his grandmother's and everyone did something else so we said that above these things we have to create one thought in the ten with which we go to sleep a thought about connection so we all get up to the morning lesson together so there's no situation where each one goes separately and with different thoughts.
I didn't understand what he says. What he said. I'm coming back from the grandpa and you're from the aunt and him from a wedding and he was at the trial and he went to a soccer game and tomorrow morning we're assembling together. So what's going to happen?
So we said that above all these things, what keeps us is the thought about the ten. So we don't let these other things pull us.
Meaning that right now we agree amongst ourselves that everything that needs to happen throughout the day, all of these events, will be for us an addition to our direction as preparation for connection, right? Good. So we've done that. Each one went through something, some occasion, family, aunt, soccer, friends, something else, right? We arrive at the morning lesson, each one with his own impressions. What do we do from there on?
Ma anachnu osim?
What do we do with our impressions?
Anachnu tzrichim le'abed et ha'tnayim
ha'eleh. We need to process these conditions. They were given to us from above by the Creator.
Be'ad, itkadmut.
To help progress. What do I mean for the sake of progress? That it's certainly for the best, but we need to utilize it correctly. It can be for the best in a short way or for the best in the long way. So how do we use it? How do we do it? How do we continue today from yesterday? And not that today is completely unrelated to yesterday. No answers. All right. Read item 30.
Excerpt number 30 from Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. When a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, the vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him. He sees that only the Creator can save him. As Bala Sulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him that specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator, that specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile, that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is, as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of tum'ah, impurity. And then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be. And then the Creator brought them out.
So how do we reach that point where there is the necessity in us to run away from the control of our nature, which opposes connection, opposes unity? Please. One thing, or if it's done.
Rav, what is the state of the gate of tears? What is the state of the gate of tears? Which is really the point from which onward we receive connection with the forces of ascent. Go ahead.
Work, the result of excerpt 31, Baal Sulam, Shemati 18, what is my soul shall weep in secret in the work. When concealment overpowers one and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless and he cannot picture and feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in holiness, then his only counsel is to cry to the Creator to take pity on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart.
In that state, he has to be 100% certain that all the heaviness he received was from the Creator, that there is none else besides him. Meaning he doesn't go to the Creator to pray for someone else. The evil inclination stands there in the side and incites him like the friends are doing something wrong or something. It's he himself that changes all the changes, no matter what. The Creator does them. He does them so that the person will turn to him. Yes?
The matter of crying is a very important one. It is as our sages write, all the gates were locked except for the gate of tears. The world asks about that. If the gates of tears are not locked, what is the need for the gates at all? And he said that it is like a person who asks his friend for some necessary object. This object touches his heart, and he asks and begs of him in every manner of prayer and plea. Yet, his friend pays no heed to all that. And when one sees that there is no longer reason for prayers and pleas, he then raises his voice in weeping. It is said about that all the gates were locked except for the gates of tears. Thus, when were the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates were locked. It is then that there is room for the gates of tears, and then one sees that they were not locked. However, when the gates of prayer are open, the gates of tears and weeping are irrelevant. This is the meaning of the gates of tears being locked. Thus, when are the gates of tears not locked? Precisely when all the gates are locked, the gates of tears are open. This is because one still has the counsel of prayer and plea. This is the meaning of my soul shall weep in secret, meaning when one comes to a state of concealment, then my soul shall weep, because one has no other option. This is the meaning of whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do, by thy strength that do.
By what can we increase the importance, necessity, alertness toward attaining the goal? Which is dvikut, adhesion, between us and with the Creator, to the point that it comes to us as the final stage, the tears. That there is nothing after this. This is the last one. This final stage, the tears, is when we've done everything we could with our understanding and discernment, when we've sorted out and scrutinized everything and went to the very depth of creation and nature and understood that connection of all parts of nature is what gives the whole system its vitality and its advancement. And he sees that he cannot cause this and be in this. And the goal is so clear. And the power, the ability to achieve it is so...
lo matim.
Inappropriate. What a person has. That he just bursts out in tears, crying, out of the weakness, the natural weakness, when he discovers that within his nature, something from the very basis of creation is missing. And now he has discovered that because of this absence, he cannot achieve connection. And then the Creator is revealed and gives him the gift called Lishma for her sake. And then a person ascends to a level of understanding and feeling and connection and action where he can bridge, close this whole gap, this absence. How do we go through the process? How do we prepare ourselves for it? How do we go through it? Please. waging an attack.
Excerpt 32 from Rabash, Volume 1, Article, What is Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God in the work? It is written, Who heals the brokenhearted? We should understand what it means that the Creator heals the brokenhearted. The thing is that it is known that the essence of man is the heart. As our sages said, the merciful one wants the heart. The heart is the kli, the vessel, that receives the kedusha from above. It is as we learn about the breaking of the vessels that if the kli is broken, everything you put in it will spill out. Likewise, if the heart is broken, meaning that the will to receive controls the heart, abundance cannot enter there, because everything that the will to receive receives will go to the klipot, to the shells. This is called the breaking of the heart. Hence, a person prays to the Creator and says, You must help me, because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of kedusha, of sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this we should interpret what is written, The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them, so their hearts will not be broken, and will be whole.
When can we determine that our heart is broken? When in our broken heart are we either in mourning or in joy?
That set portion of exertion.
Rav, now we're going to move on to the next part of the lesson, Talmud Esser Sfirot. Please.